GOP Rep. Waltz, Susan Rice for VP would be bad for our military and dangerous for this country, a slap in the face. By Trent Baker on August 10, 2020. Monday on FNC's Fox & Friends, Representative Michael Waltz, RFL, a Green Beret, weighed in on the prospects of former Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice serving as former Vice President Joe Biden's vice president pick. Waltz slammed Rice, saying she would be bad for our military and dangerous for this country. He pointed out how Rice declared deserter Bo Bergdahl a hero, cut military funding, was responsible for the worst of the Obama-Biden foreign policy, and more that the United States has had to spend the last 4 years digging out of. As a Green Beret, I was fighting terrorism from Africa to Afghanistan, all over the world, and I was on the front lines of Susan Rice's poor judgment, bad policy. She would be bad for our military and dangerous for this country, Waltz emphasized. I had to lead the search for Bo Bergdahl, where men died looking for him. He abandoned his unit, and then to see Susan Rice declaring him a hero who served with honor and distinction after all of that was just a slap in the face for me. And it was a slap in the face for everyone who was out there looking for him. But bigger picture, you know, she had a broader issue of tying our hands with restrictive row. Of refusing to call a terrorist. Calling them an extremist instead, and then year after year of cutting the military's budget. She would move our foreign policy backwards, not forwards. Let's walk around the world, he continued. Say was responsible for the worst of the Obama/Biden foreign policy. Russia, on the march, China on the march in the South China Sea. The Iran deal, embracing Cuba, embracing Venezuela. Ignoring North Korea and their missile and nuclear programs. There was just issue after issue. I think at the end of the day, Brian, Xi, Biden, Obama, they see America as a big part of the problem, not a part of the solution. So, it was pull back and apologize. We cannot have that with the kind of threats that we are facing around the world. All of the issues that we are now dealing with were born under her and the Obama administration. And now we've taken 4 years to dig out of that hole. Waltz later added, it would just be a total debacle to have her as vice president and, again, a slap in the face. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter @MagnifyTrent.